You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. On Tuesdays, we check in with some aspect of the Juno School District. So today, my guest is Robert Casperson. He's the coach for JDHS Yadat Akahle basketball, as well as a teacher at Floyd Dryden Middle School. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. And you also mentioned before we went on the air that you teach girls basketball at Floyd Dryden, too.
Yeah, this is definitely my busy season.
There's no doubt.
A little bit of overlap between the two. And it was a lot of fun, though. We just finished up with the middle school basketball season on Saturday. And our icebreaker tournament, where the girls team came in second. They fought really hard and did a great job this year. I was super proud of them. Our boys team ended up winning it, and that was pretty neat, too.
Cool.
But
congrats
more than
to
anything.
Them.
Yeah, thank you. It was just 50-plus games for, you know, over 2 days, and all these different teams show up from over Southeast and stuff. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a real big community event. And
what's your role in putting it together and organizing it, or do you just coach?
Fortunately, there's someone who's much better at that than I am. Jeanette Sleppy does a great job. She's kind of the lead coordinator on it. Matt Musselwhite does a good job, too. He's part of the DZ group. And so we use two gyms. And there's a lot of people behind the scenes. I would try to name them all, but I know I'd miss them, and that'd be a travesty. So I don't want to do that. But just know that they're all appreciated.
They know who they are.
Yes, yes.
All right. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about you before we get into the Capital City Classic, among other things that you want to talk about. Remind me what you teach at Floyd Dryden.
Language arts.
Yeah,
seventh grade language arts teacher for almost 15 years now, I think.
Wow. And how long have you been coaching basketball at the high school?
That's actually 20 years. This is year 20. So I started coaching before I started teaching formally in the district. Yeah. And I see coaching as teaching. So one of the same.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, how is the 2019-2020 team shaping up?
You know, it's going to be a really fun year. We're just getting started. We started with tryouts last week. On December 4th is the first official day of Alaska High School basketball. And we were blown away at how many kids tried out. There were 60 plus kids that showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, and the JSD has kind of gone to a no-cut policy over the last few years, and we've done our best to make sure we honor that. And so we don't cut kids. We reassign kids. You know, I'm carrying 13 kids on the varsity this year, but any other kid that wants to play basketball, we tell them this is the place to be. You're going to show up every day. You're going to commit, and we're going to do our best to teach you basketball and help you learn the skills of the game. So
how many people do you have showing up every
day?
So
we still have over 50 in the program
that
are showing up. We're just really fortunate, and it's a lot of hard work for sure. But those kids do a great job, and I've just been really impressed with what I've seen, especially out of the younger kids in the program, the JVC kind of kids, the junior varsity and the C-team kids that are really getting after it. Coaches are doing an amazing job with them, too. My assistant coaches are doing a great job. You know, we'd be nothing without them. So I appreciate all that they're doing, too, because they're trying to come up with the practice plans to keep that many kids getting meaningful reps and opportunities, in their two-hour time frame. So it's pretty awesome.
When does the season begin? What's the kickoff going to be?
Well, yeah, right. That's what it always seems like. So December 4th is the first day, but as always, you know, the kids are working forever. It almost feels like we never get a break. They're always working, lifting, you know, playing in open gyms and everything. We're out in the community even before the season starts. We had an opportunity to do some community service with the food bank the weekend before Thanksgiving, which is pretty cool. All returning players have a chance to go down to Foodland and help collect food for donations and stuff. And then just this past Saturday, we were out at the Fieldhouse with Girls on the Run and supporting those young athletes as they're working on their culminating event, running their 5K, which is pretty cool. That's part of an outreach piece that we do with our coaching boys and the men. And it's really neat. The kids, so the high school boys, you know, are pretty excited about it, and they're cheering the girls on that are doing their running. And it never fails. It every time the girls come around near where the boys are standing, they get a little spark. They run a little bit faster, you know, because they're trying to finish that 5K, and they take breaks in between, but they get real excited when they see those high school boys rooting them on and stuff. And so that's pretty cool for our guys.
It's nice to have a cheering section, especially when you're trying to run a race.
Well, and it's you know, so many people, we're so fortunate that so many people come to our games, and the boys, you know, they cheer for the boys in the games.
Yeah.
And so it's their chance to kind of turn it around and provide that opportunity for the young ladies that are running in that Girls on the Run program. So
it's great they did that.
Yeah. And so we'll actually, we're preparing to take off next week. We head down to Las Vegas for a tournament we've done. It's called the Tarkanian Classic, and that starts on December 18th through the 21st. We'll get four games down there. It's become one of the top tournaments on the West Coast. It's a massive tournament with, I think, close to 60 or 70 teams in it. We just found out the other day that the team that LeBron James' son and Dwayne Wade's son play on will be at this tournament, too.
Oh, my gosh. So exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, those kids are freshmen, and they're already very talented. I'm really hopeful they're not in our bracket because their school is very, very good.
I'm sure you guys can, you know, compete.
We'll do our best if they are. That's the reality of it. We'll do our best against them. But so that's our first opportunity to get on the floor, and we like that. It's great for team bonding, just the time together. And then we will come back and have the Cal State Classic right after Christmas.
Yeah, so, tell me about that. Who will be competing?
Yeah, so, you know, this is almost the 30th year, somewhere close to 30 years of the tournament, and our primary sponsor almost throughout the whole thing has been Princess Cruises. They've done a great job supporting us in this endeavor. This year, the boys have a pretty solid field. We're really excited for it with North Pole, Soldotna, and a team out of Las Vegas called Rancho High School.
Wow, you're going to Vegas, and Vegas is coming here.
Well, and that's actually how we found them.
That's fun.
Because we went down there, and, you know, it's part of when I'm down there, what I do is try to network a little bit and talk to different coaches. And we actually found the team that has a kid on it that used to live here.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty
fun. Local connections.
A local connection, yeah. He played with a lot of the kids on the team currently. So we're looking forward to that. The girls' side of the bracket is also very good. Our girls will be facing West Valley out of Fairbanks, East Anchorage, and Sitka. And those are all quality opponents. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some great basketball here at home.
I know that being a part of it is the point, but what does it mean to win?
Well, you would probably have to ask some of the visiting teams because on the boys' side, they've been the ones that win it most recently. we did take home the championship last year, and I feel like that was the first time in a while. But it's pretty neat. It's really cool to be a part of that, you know, with the hometown crowd. It's a real festive atmosphere. There's a lot of alumni back in town, and it's really not the only ticket in town, but it's the main sporting event.
Yeah.
During that time of year, and it's a great gathering place. You know, the kids all get together, and they like to cheer on their former teammates if they're graduates or just, you know, and the students and everything. They're just, it's a really big atmosphere, you know, and it's not just about the basketball. The pep band does an amazing job. You know, it's a community and school event. We got the pep band, the cheerleaders, the dance team. You know, all those things going on that just, it's really a lot of fun. And a conversation I was having just before I stepped in was how nice it is that it's always warm in the gym, you know, and that's true. And that's something I appreciate. I'd like kids to play other sports, but I certainly remind any of our football players that it's always 70 degrees in the gym,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're not doing pushups in the mud puddle. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
You know, that builds toughness and character for sure.
There's something to be said about indoor sports.
Yeah. Basketball is a statewide sport, if there was one, I would think, just because being indoors, you know, every
of the winter,
every school has a gym and every kid likes to shoot around. So
we're just about out of time. So with a few seconds remaining, can you tell us where we can find out more about the Capital City Classic?
Yeah, you could go to our website, jdcrimsonbears.com. And while you're there, you'll see a pretty neat little trailer that Miko Wilson from the JD Video production group put together. Yeah, he works here somewhere in the building. He's awesome at what he does, and he helps us every year. He put together a little video, and then Phil Losby comes in and he volunteers his time to take our pictures. It's great. So that's the website.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Coach Kasperson. Yeah. We're out of time, but thanks for speaking with me today, and best of luck at the Classic and with the rest of the season.
All right. Thank you.